Hey, how's it going, guys? Luna to job seekers, skill rate almost in and out here with another sludge episode. And yet again, man, I'm with OB Magic. This is the second time. Hopefully, this will be the last time because, man, we had such a dope interview that because of technical whatnot,
was so crazy.
we had to redo this thing, Doug. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, fam. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Before we even get into a lot of things, let's just hit straight to it. Tell us about OB, the original birth name, the one that's on your ID, and tell us from that transition into OB and how that came about.
Word. OB Nqobi Ngcobo Mapholoba Mashiyamase engathi azoshumayela. OB Magic grew up in town, CBD in Park Street, raised by a well-caring mother with three siblings. I used to call myself Peace because I was mostly inspired by Abo Tupaki and his music, Eminem. In fact, just stuff this producer Dr. Dre, And then from there, another friend of mine, Yabo, he gave me the name Obi. And then, the way he used to say the name, Yabo, it kind of sunk in, and the way he used to give it flair, Yabo. And I ended up being Obi, And at that time, I was just Obi, and I couldn't literally dissect what the name really meant, until I reflected on it a couple of years back. If you look at my name and my surname, like igama lami ngithi Mnqobi, which is MNQOBI, and then my surname NGCOBO, sort of like Labo OB, they're exactly at the same place, yabo, with my name and surname. So it kind of like this guy called me OB for a reason. It's like he gave me the name and he was like, "Oh, figure it out." So I did just that. It's like it was like, "No, go open your third eye, you'll find it out."
So Doug, from the last time we had the conversation, because of the time that we had, I couldn't really get into some of the stuff that you had released, but I did after that one meeting, I did have time to go through your stuff, and I came across something I can definitely say is my favorite record by you, the GOAT single.
Oh, the song Gold.
The song Gold, bro. Like, there's something about that song. I think I'm a hip hop fanatic, so because there's so much of the same thing going around, it's hard to be inspired to be intrigued by what's going on right now. But when I heard that shit, I
True,
was hella
true.
excited. I was like, yo, actually, homie's hella nice, you know
Word,
what I
word,
mean?
word.
Because one thing I can tell you come across as a conscious rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely, fam.
But with that song, I feel like it's a bit of both worlds, the current hype that is going around hip hop right now, still very much loyal to the conscious.
Imagine, because
Was that intentional?
literally, I can say it was, because how the whole song came about, it was from this EP we dropped it 2019. I cooked that EP with a friend of mine, SMG the rapper. Shout out to SMG the rapper. So it's like I was in studio, and then my homie hit me up, was like, "Yo, Brown, I just want us to work on something, because it was a while since we touched the mic together, So it came for 4 days. We literally cooked like seven tracks, and then Sawa released that. And the whole idea of us cooking tracks within those days was to actually test ourselves artistically, together, which, let's just do this one fire ass project. And Gold was the first record we did, and it was so fire, man. Even till today, whenever the song dropped, people still go crazy.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I was listening to it. I'm like, yeah. I know for a fact that I'd go crazy if I was watching you like perform it live.
The song been like doing waves on stage.
Hopefully it'll happen though, bro.
Yeah, most definitely, it is gonna happen.
Because in Durban we walk around the same circles, you know what I mean? So I'm
Yeah.
hoping it'll definitely happen. So tell me about, like you did say, your stuff was inspired by the Eminems, the Dres, the 50s, being that of that influence, having to find yourself in that, would you say you write from a place of happiness, of anger, frustration, of hope? What drives you, and what's the gist of your music, or has it changed over the years?
I wouldn't say it's still the same because music that dropped 10 years back, from when I started rapping is not the same with the music that we listen to at the now age, but to describe my sound, I don't come from a very background where I'd say I got it, so it's more like my music is driven by winning. My music is driven by changing a situation, for good and do something better with your life. So that's where I think my music is driven. That's the type of me I'm trying to tell a message that you're not alone, because some people go through experiences and they think that nobody has a problem or nobody's in a situation that is like mine. But basically, if you look at the outside world, we all have problems, so you really need something that's going to tell you that through that, you can work it out. You can change every situation. It's not always about you. So that's what I always try to incorporate in the music that I'm doing, So yeah, that's me.
So it's not about the hands and the playing and the whatnot.
Nah, it's never but that. Like how music changed. Like we got trap now, and it's more like you can't be a trapper if. I feel like there are certain words, there are certain signature lines that you hear mostly in trap music. Sometimes we'd also try and infuse it with our raps, but sometimes you are like, it's okay, no, you're trapping, but hey, and when you listen to trap artists, they make it sound simple, So we'll be trying to adapt at the end of the day, but the sound is really not about the playing, the it's more about check yourself, know yourself.
Nah, that's dope, bro. That's dope. Who would you say you are trying to really inspire? What type of people are you trying to build with your music?
I'm trying to inspire, people that are out here feeling like the world is not for them, I want to inspire people who feel like they're not enough, people who seek to become people in the future, like I want to inspire people who never got it, people who never grow up like everybody else, people who feel like the world is not even enough for them, so because I relate to that, because I come from a very background that taught me a lot in the streets, at home, and also about hustle. So I'm always thinking about things like that, thinking about how can I change my life, how can I change my situation, and also try not to get swallowed by my experiences in my life, always thinking positive, So that those are the type of people I'm trying to tap into, there's more to life than just looking at it in a negative perspective, So, yeah.
Now that's dope, bro. That's dope. I hear you. I hear you. And I wanted to know because I'm interested, and I know people will find this so dope that you're from Durban. Not a lot happens in Durban. We have a lot of artists that are very dope in Durban, but not a lot happens in Durban because the entertainment industry not really centered in Durban, and so not a lot of people are exposed. With you, how did you even get to be exposed to an artist like the legendary Phuza Khemisi?
Well, true that, true that, true that, fam. It's hard here in Durban to actually get that major exposure, because the platforms as well, it's more like not to sound my artist with Smuga and kind of judge and kind of throw certain shade, However, how I got to work with Ubaba Phuza Khemisi, shout out to him, was through Umthinai Tsunami. Umthinai Tsunami is a homie of mine. We are rapper. So he hit me up. He was like, yo, Obi, I have the song that I want to do with Uba Phuze Khemisi. And I'm looking for a beat that is sort of like hip hop maskandi, like, you know. So I was like, okay, that's a dope idea. And it interested me because I wanted to hear what a rapper from Mlazi yabo in the hood going to do with Tikasi and fuse with Tupuze Khemisi yabo. So he came through at the studio with another producer called Umavi yabo. So we sat there for like an hour 30 working on the beats. And then Baphuza Khemisi came through with his entourage. Oh, something in the studio was so intense, yabo. But I tried to stay comfortable and keep on my low, yabo. So we recorded the joint, and it was very fire.
Yo, Doug, like not a lot of artists, especially in hip hop, would say they've had the privilege of working with that guy. I don't think people understand how much of a big deal that guy is in the Maskandi world.
True, man. Like, he's a real legend, you know, to even get a chance. Because Tina, at our age, yabo, we are youth, and the music that popped back then, sort of like we have to dig deep in the past to understand how music was, you know, and to actually get a chance to work with these guys, yabo, it's very overwhelming, and it's very dope, man.
I think that's what I like about artists in KZN and in Durban specifically, because they're not afraid to actually go deep and actually dig deep into those roots. You know what I mean? So shout out to Tina Tsunami for that. That was dope, actually. Also, Witness the Funk also did something similar a few years ago. They did a song that infused what they called bomb trap with a bit of Maskandi elements. I remember they did that joint with Ooh Rifi Sings, and it came out dope.
Or if he sings the girl from Brazil.
I think she's from here. Inganeka no baba lo, the famous OG lo, that produced the Lion King joint. Lebo M,
Yes,
yeah,
or if
it's
he
Lebo M's
sings, yeah.
daughter. Like, I only got to know that she's Lebo M's daughter through the reality show, actually. But she's been around, dog, like in the SA space, also on the international space, because she also has some work with international people and whatnot. So she did that song with E Witness the Funk, and it had the gum trap with E Umaskandi, and it came out so dope. You know what I mean? And it's always been like that with artists in KZN and in Durban specifically, in terms of always trying to find that or identity, if I can put it like that, identity, and be authentic in their sound and come with a fresh new vibe every time. You know what I mean? So it's expected from artists' this side to actually always bring in those Maskandi elements, because that's what we grew up on. You know what I mean? In our households, that's what we used to hear. You know what I mean?
And that's like literally our original sound, you know. That's the sound that says South Africa, KZN, you know, the elements that are used in there represents us, you know, and also to fuse that actually helps us as artists to actually reach out, you know, have the music reaching a broader audience as well.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. I want to talk about yourself when you started making the music. Did you always have the idea that, no, when I grow up, I actually want to take this full on? Or did you have like a career that you wanted to dive into, and you had like music as a hobby?
Well, growing up, to me, I loved hip hop, you know. I used to love hip hop music, any kind of music, but it was not in a sense of I want to become a rapper, you know. Before that, I wanted to be a doctor, like I wanted to do like plastic surgery. Even my mom used to support that because she used to have this leg problem. There was something that used to grow under my mom's leg, and like, no, one day, my son, you're gonna grow up and you're gonna know how to help me, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's what's gonna happen, Ma. But you know, as years went, the hip hop scene grew in me, you know, sort of like went from being a hobby to being something that I felt like, you know what, maybe this is my calling, you know. And from there, it went on. The family never supported the whole idea, Uzi. I wanted to rap basically because it's like the entertainment industry is so difficult to understand. Or like Indian, yet because they grew up knowing Uzi, you know, you have to finish school and then you have to work. Be something better, you know. It's either you a doctor or a lawyer, or you understand. So, for me, trying to switch from that going into music, it was very hard, Yabo. But I could say now it's not the same, you know. Me and mom had that talk, and she was like, "If this is really what you want to do, then you got to make sure that you take it and run with it," you know. So here I am, you know, doing my music.
Nah, that's dope, bro. That's dope, actually. We can understand where moms was coming from with it. They always want the best for us, you know what I mean? And hip hop or music has not had the best PR to our parents, you know what I mean? It's always known as gangster music. It's always known as the things that involve drugs. So we can understand why your moms would want you to be a doctor or whatever, and also just the thing your Wootie shared hopes that maybe you will be the doctor and help her out. But I'm also glad that she got to understand that it's your passion and she was supportive, which is also something that's not very common in our households as Abantu Abamnyama. Are you a dad?
Yeah, I'm a dad. I'm a dad. I have a son.
Yeah, shout out. How much would you say being a dad has maybe influenced how you maneuver as an artist?
No lie. Like, being a father is sort of like it's my first child, you know, and I'm still learning, and there's a lot of change that has went in, you know, ever since I became a father, you know. At times, you know, we direct life towards me, you know. Everything was based on what I want and where I want to be anytime, you know. And I feel like, you know, ever since I became a father, you know, things change, you know. Like, learning a lot about responsibility, you know, and also thinking and thinking well, and also knowing that in this life you're not alone now. You have somebody that you have to work hard for, that you brought in this life, that you have to provide for, you know. So being a dad kind of taught me a lot, you know, as a man and as a person, you know.
Yeah, shout out, dog, shout out. It's very important that we have these type of conversations because amongst our peers, a lot of us are dads and we face different problems. And men don't really talk. It's an ego thing. It's a lot of things. And the truth is, some of us don't really have it together, you know. So when we speak about it, someone else might understand. You might get to now go out there and actually ask for advice because, you know, you're not alone. As a dad, you're not supposed to be perfect, especially if you're a first time dad. You're gonna figure it out until the very end. There's no manual to this thing. So shout out, dog, as long as you're still like doing your best, because really that's all you can do.
And we can see it because it's not like soon as it happens, you know, you get to learn 100%. It's how it goes, you know. As long as you wake up every day and fighting to be better, you know, and making better decisions, you know, at least with having that growth, would actually get into a point where you really know and you can take care of your people properly, you know. We all go through a lot, and also men not speaking is it's one of those relevant things in us. I don't know what causes it, you know, because, you know, when you're talking, that's the only time you're able to reflect. That's the only time you're able to also learn, you know. So speaking out is one of the things that we should learn to practice more for the benefit of us as men.
Yeah, that's definitely true, bro. That's definitely true. Because we don't have a lot of time left, I want you to tell people where to find your music, how many songs or projects you have out there, where to find them, and where to find you on your digital platforms.
Okay, I got an EP that I just released called For the Taking. I dropped it last year. You can find me, actually, you can follow me on all music platforms on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube at OB Magic. Go in there, search OB Magic, you're gonna find me. And on social media, you can follow me at OB Magic on Facebook, Instagram, it's OB underscore magic. On Twitter, it's OB Magic. It's all the same. If you need me for features, if you need me for bookings, you can email info@tendrick.com. OB Magic, they're now chairman. Everywhere you can find me.
Now that they know where to find you, I just wanted to ask you, and this is just a personal question, because you've worked with the likes of Buzekemisi, you've worked with the likes of Mthinai Tsunamis, and all the artists that you've worked with in Durban or in South Africa right now. Do you have like artists you still wish to work with?
In South Africa, I would like to, like probably work with artists like AKA, because that guy is dope. And I like the fact that Ugochi, he has worked so hard that he's still kept his legacy going and he's still doing great music. Would love to work with them, and also going abroad, would like to work with people like Dr. Dre, people like Kanye West, probably have a studio with people like Drake, those are artists that I always have in mind, when I think about working and collaborating, because what they do, the work that they put out, inspires me a lot.
Nah, that's dope, G. That's definitely dope, G. Thanks a lot for even giving us this opportunity again, to have this sit down and get to know the person you are, the things that inspire you. You know what I mean? I think it's very dope. Like, people that follow Sludge Underground, people that follow what we do, really need to get to know the artist that is OB Magic, because I can definitely tell you that the artist and the person, it connects. It's almost, you can relate very quickly. There's so much dopeness that you come with, Jay, as a person before the art. So people can find this episode. It will drop on our website, www.sludgeunderground.com. We are also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and it is Sludge Underground on Instagram, @sludge031 on Twitter, Sludge Underground Podcast on Facebook as well. You can find me at Lunati underscore drops. The Lunati has a double I on every social media platform. Whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter, whether it's TikTok, I am everywhere. Thanks again, G, for doing this with us.
Thanks a lot, fam. Appreciate it much, man. Y'all keep on doing these dope podcasts all day, a day.
Well, thanks a lot, G. Thanks a lot, G. And just like that, we are out.
I want it all. I want a house so big that I get lost, man. I want my indoors. If not all of that, you can take me right now. If I ain't worth all these checks, if I ain't worth a good girl with respect, a nice car that can take me there and there, man, you can find me in the air. Like, who on God told you that dreams don't air? Who on God told you that dreams don't air? And if they don't air, how do y'all shit fail? If y'all shit failed, I gotta work twice than the paraplegic. The industry don't sit well in a long big scale. I can see your top 10 on top tiers, recognize fair, I'm here. It's funny how they look at me sideways. They ain't trying to cross me on my lane. We're not the same. I roll with them big ballers. Spill a check at the club, they're trying to sleep old. Tip you with the clip, you can also get a revolver. What revolves around here involves the crown, and I took it. Sweat on your hands, I knew what you don't write. You inspired by rookies, your plan crooked. How is you gonna get it in the corners, homie? I swear, I think it's about time you know me, cause I want it all. I want a house so big that I get lost, man. I want my indoors. Yeah, if not all of that, man, you can take me right now. If I ain't worth all these checks, if I ain't worth a good girl with respect, a nice car that can take me there and there, man, you can find me in the air. Like, who on God told you that dreams don't end? bit lucky. On a cut, I'm chucking. Haters see me and duck it. Don't know why, cause they love me. My seats are stupidly comfy. Nobody's taking it from me. My pen game is like a gun trying to jam, but my attitude is cocky. Rather catch a case if you wanna run from this body. I'm in it to win it, to finish evenly, even if y'all is against it. The fruits of my independence is all that I'm ripping from the beginning. Niggas was tripping and landed on nothing from criticizing. Should have been listening. I told them I'm winning. Don't stop me, I'm in it. Cause it can go a long way from me counting from minutes that turn into days in this business. 12 years later, I'm still dusting my vision. You know the wisdom, the real don't die. Ricky always said we multiply and give all is mine. Yeah, I want it all. I want a house so big that I get lost. Man, I want my indoors. Yeah, if not all of that, man, you can take me right now if I ain't worth all these checks. If I ain't worth a good girl with respect, a nice car that can take me there and then. Man, you can find me in the air like, who on God told you that dreams don't end?